Have a roll call, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Good morning, Commissioner. Commissioner Stone.
Present.
Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Good morning. Commissioner Brown.
I'm present.
And Commissioner Burke.
I'm here.
All ad hoc members are accounted for, Madam Chair. We do have a quorum.
Excellent. All right, excellent. And who is in Tallahassee this morning, please?
We have Tom Campbell, Justin Vogel, myself, Michael Clark, and Jim Hammers in the room.
Okay, thank you very much. I guess first is approving the agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Not hearing any. Can we have a motion and a second on approving the agenda as published?
Motion again.
Second, Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is approved. Next, we have the November 28, 2017 meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes to those minutes? Not hearing any. Can we have a motion and a second on approving those minutes?
Well, moves approval.
Second, Flanagan. Second, Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Those minutes are approved. We have no pending accreditors, so we'll move right on to our new courses. The first course I have is course number 860.0, 2017, Advanced Electrical Requirements for Swimming Pools Internet by Jade Learning and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael, can you tell us about the course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a one-hour online course that will review the principal methods used to guard against electrical hazards in and around swimming pools as required by the 2014 NEC and 2017 Florida State Building Codes, including discussing wiring methods, equipment grounding, voltage limitations, GFCI protection, and equipotential bonding. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any thought comment on the course?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 860.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 860.0 is approved to the full commission. Next, we have course number 859.0, Major Electrical Changes Contained in the 6th Edition, 2017 FBC Advanced, provided by Electrical Council of Florida and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that reviews and summarizes changes found in the Florida Building Code 6th Edition, 2017. It is designed to ensure understanding of the changes to the 2017 code as well as the new requirements that go into effect on January 1, 2018. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any thought comment on the course?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
No, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 859.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 859.0 was approved. Next course is course number 846.0, pre-2017 SBC Existing Advanced Code 6th Edition, provided by Contractors Institute and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a seven-hour instructor-led course that provides contractors and construction industry professionals with an in-depth advanced code training session specifically regarding the summary of provisions found in the 2017 Florida Building Code, existing code 6th edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Any comment from the FOX?
Move approval, Stone.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Brown seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 846.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 846.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 877.0, 2017 Advanced Building Code and Conservation 6th Edition. And that's provided by Florida Air Conditioning Apprenticeship Association and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to help contractors to ready themselves for compliance through knowledge of the basic aspects of the code. The changes and variations of the 2017 Florida Building Code energy conservation will be discussed in detail. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Any POC comments? Is there a motion from the POC?
No moves approval.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 877.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 877.0 is approved. Next is course 878.0, 2017 FBC, 2014 NEC Advanced Code Module for Electricians Live. And that is provided by Mike Holt Enterprises of Leesburg, Inc. and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that highlights some of the requirements and changes in the Florida Building Code that are relevant to electrical contractors. This course includes recent rule changes about swimming pools and how they supplement or modify the requirements of the NEC. Discussion will include requirements in the Florida Building Code regarding installations, repairs, alterations, and change of occupancies. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve. Flanagan.
Thank you. And a second?
7 seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 878.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Not hearing any. We approved course number 878.0. Next is course number 871.0, 2017, Advanced Building Code 6th Edition, Building Unit, as provided by Titan Continuing Education and accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that provides an overview and summary of select changes and additions found in the Florida Building Code, Building 6th Edition 2017. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this course? Any thought comments? Is there a motion?
Motion
to approve. Second. Did you get a second? Oh, perfect. All those in favor of approving course number 871.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 871.0 is approved. Next course is course number 874.0, 2017, Advanced Florida Building Code, Building Changes Overview Internet, provided by Architects Party LLC and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course for architects to review recent changes to the Florida Building Code, Building, and its subcodes and learn how they can keep abreast of future changes. Changes are set to occur in three-year intervals, with the next change set to occur in 2020. Current changes are documented in the sixth edition 2017 of all Florida Building Code documents. The changes in this edition are set to become effective on December 31, 2017. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Move approval, Stone.
Thank you. In a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 874.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 874.0 is approved. Next course is course number 875.0, 2017, Florida Building Code, 6th edition, Building Code Update, Advanced, as provided by IRP Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will provide an overview of the 2017 Florida Building Codes currently in effect in Florida, including their navigation, governance, and relationship to the I-codes. Also included is a concentration regarding the code changes from the 2014 FBC 5th edition in the building, residential, and existing building editions, with a review of the declaratory statement process and the code requirements regarding design criteria. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Any comment? Is there a motion? Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 875.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 875.0 is approved. Next we have course number 876.0, 2017, Advanced Florida Building Code, Residential Changes Overview Internet, and that's provided by Architects Party LLC and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that is designed for architects to review recent changes to the Florida Building Code Residential and its related Florida Building Code energy conservation residential provisions and learn how they can keep abreast of future changes. Changes are set to occur in three-year intervals with the next change scheduled in 2020. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Anything from the PAC?
Move approval. Move approval, Flanagan.
Thank you. And a second?
7 seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 876.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 876.0 is approved. Now we have course number 869.0, significant update to 2017 Advanced Florida Building Code 6th Edition Building Online, provided by Polonia Hills, LLC, and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that discusses selected significant updates found in the 2017 Florida Building Code Building 6th Edition. The material will provide an understanding of several new or changed code sections that could impact the design and construction of commercial buildings in Florida. It covers code sections in 15 chapters of the newly released 2017 Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion?
I move, Smith.
And a second? Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 869.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 869.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 870.0, 2017 Florida Advanced Building Code, Building Significant Changes Online. This is provided by Ezekiel Enterprises, LLC, and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course which covers and highlights some of the significant changes and updates to the 2017 6th edition Florida Building Code building. The participant will progress through each section of the Florida Building Code building from Chapter 1 up to and including Chapter 9, identifying chapters, sections, and tables of where and what changes occurred, an explanatory brief of the change, and listing of the exact code as seen in the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion?
I'll second Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 870.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 870.0 is approved. And the last of our new courses, course number 872.0, Advanced FCC, a walk through the code changes from the 5th to the 6th edition online. And this is provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will highlight the changes from the Florida Building Code 5th edition 2014 to the new Florida Building Code 6th edition 2017. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Any quiet comment on the course?
AIAO does an excellent job.
Is there a motion? Thank you. And a second?
Flanagan, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 872.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 872.0 is approved. Now we have some administratively approved updated courses, and we have one, and that's course number 740.1, and the 2017 Florida Building Code Advanced Training Indoor Environmental Quality, and that's provided by Echo Decor and it's an accreditor, Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led advanced course that enlightens the attendee to the current updated 2017 Florida Building Codes pertaining to indoor environmental quality, specifically Chapter 12, Interior Environments, and Chapter 8, Interior Finishes. It also addresses some aspects of fire prevention, referring to NFPA 701, NFPA 286, and NFPA 260. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Motion to approve. Flanagan, nice presentation.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 740.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 740.1 is approved. Now we have our administratively approved self-affirmed one change updated courses. And the first one is 646.2, 2017 FCC Advanced Module Entrapment Protection. And this is provided by Florida Swimming Pool Association. And the prior accreditor was Bill Dunbar. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will enlighten swimming pool contractors of suction entrapment hazards, as well as code requirements for new construction and compliance options and requirements. The content of this course will cover ANSI APSP-7 suction entrapment avoidance in swimming pools, wading pools, spas, hot tubs, and catch basins. Additionally, the Florida Uniform Building Code on entrapment protection for suction inlets will be covered. As a result of an administrative view of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment? Is there a motion?
Real nice presentation. Flanagan here. I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. And a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 646.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 646.2 is approved. And last but not least is course number 692.1, 2017 Permits and Plans Approval Advanced Module, provided by Cordova and Associates, Inc., and the prior accreditor was Bill Dunbar. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is intended to educate the participant on the requirements, process, and conditions for the approval of construction permits and construction documents for a building. The course will cover the review criteria, exceptions, time limitations, affidavits, placement of permit and plans, requirements for permits that become null or void, information needed on construction documents in accordance with the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Any thought comments?
Move approval, Stone.
Thank you. And a second?
Brown, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 692.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 692.1 is approved. All right. That's it for the courses. So we're on to the Education Administrator's Activity Report, please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains the brief descriptions of the activities of the Administrator from November 18, 2017 through January 24, 2018, including the staffing activities for the EDPOC meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission Education Program. Also included in the report is the training funding information for 2017-2018, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Madam Chair, that ends the Education Administrator's Activity Report.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions on the report? All right. Does any POC member have any comments, discussion items, or something to put on the agenda for the future?
Just I think that the state should double our salary for doing all this work.
Okay.
I had explained to my wife that paid for this.
Anyone else? How about anyone in the general public? Does anyone have any comments or questions for anyone? Not hearing any, so I guess we'll do a roll call for adjournment.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
So present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
So here, thank you.
Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
And Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Madam Chair, all present and accounted for.
All right. Thank you all very much for attending. I appreciate your participation. We will stand adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. In a little bit.
Bye.
Bye.